Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
Cougar Nation.
Touchdown. Cougars take the lead.
Every Monday at 6 on KSL News Radio.
Cougar Nation, we're taking your calls. That was a good call we just had with Corey. 801-575-8255. What gives you hope the rest of this year, if anything? Or if you just want to vent, if you want to let out some frustration, we're all ears here on Cougar Nation. So hit that phone line, 801-575-8255. Right now, Mitch, let's get to a segment we do every single week at this time.
Cougar Nation, trending. What's trending up and what's trending down this football season?
There are some things that are trending up slightly, ever so slightly. Here's one that maybe I didn't think I'd ever say this season. BYU's ground attack? Trending up? I think so, Matt, maybe.
That was a really encouraging performance because it wasn't just one guy and it wasn't just in one quarter. I felt like there was stuff there in the first half. The problem is there wasn't enough sustained scoring to stay with it. So then you sort of had to abandon ship. But that was a great average, 4.9 yards per carry. You look down the line, Aiden Robbins, 10 for 58. LJ, 8 for 56. It's not bad. And even Jake Retzlaff, I thought he carried the ball seven times too many. But 17 for 64, he's around 4 yards a carry. Yeah, I think that was trending up. However, there's just a lot more trending down that it didn't offset all of the trending down. And for me, Mitch, one of my biggest trending downs, and it pains me to say it, Jake Retzlaff. I just felt like, and that interception was really bad. I think that was, is it unfair of me to say that was the worst pick of the year? I felt like that was,
I think it was,
either that or the Slovis pick six at Kansas, to me, were the worst interceptions of the season. The Kansas one hurt because you were in a great position, and that flipped momentum. There was no need for it. This one hurt as much, if not more, though, because it was like, oh my gosh, here we go again.
Yeah, because it was a game where, even though you've had a losing streak, you've lost two in a row, you felt like, okay, you're back home. You got blackout. You got a night game. You got the fans behind you. This is the game to get right
first
and get
play
to bowl eligibility. Then,
boom, first play. I wasn't even in my seat yet when that happened. I was racing back to the press box, and it was already 7-0. It just could not believe it. Here's what I think. The reason I'm putting it on my trending down, though, Mitch, is not because of the pick. It was what happened after the pick. I don't think he ever flushed that away. I felt like that he dwelled on that all game long, and it affected his decision-making. There was just too many times where he was skittish in the pocket, too many times he missed open guys, too many times that he had a check down for 2 or 3 yards. He's trying to make something happen. I didn't feel like he was decisive. Like, at West Virginia, everything was decisive.
Yes.
Boom, boom, boom. Here, take off there. I felt like he could not get a grip on what was happening. It was just a... it was a cyclone, for the lack of a better term. Trending down, Jake Retzlaff, and I hate to say that.
Trending down for me is the BYU defense, and here was Kalani after the game.
Coach, I've been around this scheme for a long time, most of my career, and the way it works is everybody's got to do the 1-11th. And so when your opportunity comes, you got to find a way to make plays. And that's, but we're responsible for that. Me as a head coach, all the coaches on defense, Jay Hill and the rest of them, we have to find ways to get our guys to do their part, and everybody's got to do their part, starting for me.
And also the struggles with the defense, could it be a situation where there's not a belief in the system?
I don't have all the answers to that. I probably have a better answer for you on Monday if you're watching the film, but my first response to that is probably guys not believing in the system and not believing in what we were doing. There's a lot of mistakes with fundamentals. There's just a missed tackles, body position, a lot of guys slipping all over the place, not making plays.
It wasn't good, the way that BYU's defense played on Saturday night. You know, Iowa State was not impacted at all by the slippery conditions. BYU was slipping everywhere. And BYU's defense, you know, I feel like they have made progress this year. I know statistically it doesn't bear out. It feels like they're trending backwards to where the lows that they had last season. But I feel like they've gotten better in some aspects. But when this group doesn't get a takeaway or two, they're toast. Like, they're not going to get off the field on third down. And if they don't create a takeaway, they're done. They're going to give up big numbers to these teams. And that's concerning because at some point, are you going to get a stop on third down? It's just become the identity, sadly, of what BYU defenses have been, and that spans now two defensive coordinators.
Let's get out to the phone line. Our guy from Texas. I think this is our guy. Michael from Texas. Michael, you called in a few weeks ago, didn't you?
I have. I've called in a couple times.
You're our guy, yeah. Michael. We love your calls.
Awesome, man. Well, I just wanted to say a couple things. So, you know, I noticed with Kalani, he has a lot of player trust. He puts a lot of trust in the players. And because of that, when things are going well and the players are brought in, it can be higher than the normal program. But when things aren't going well, the train falls off the tracks. And I just think he enables his players to make mistakes that really they haven't earned the right to make. And I'll give you guys an example. I actually coached for 4 years in Utah on a staff that went to the state semis. And I remember one game we were playing, the offensive coordinator called down and he said, "Hey, I'd like to go for it here on fourth and short. Let's run this." The head coach said, no, coach. The team hasn't earned the right to go for it here. And he pulled them off the field. And it was not the right football play. I remember that. I thought, man, we should have went for it there. But it was the right culture play because it taught the players, like, no, guys, like, you ain't doing the little things. If you're not good at the little things, I'm going to handcuff you. And I just think that sometimes Kalani doesn't handcuff enough when things are getting bad. Like, I don't think BYU, for example, has earned the right to return a kickoff. I don't think BYU has earned the right to play a fun, aggressive style of defense. I think that BYU has not earned the right a lot of times to go for it on fourth down. And we're just very willy-nilly with a lot of these things that I don't think BYU has they've either lost the right or not earned the right to do those things. And they need to focus more on the vanilla parts of the game before they're able to do those things. And so I just think that it can get really high. It can also get really low because there's a little bit too much trust when they haven't necessarily earned it as a team. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
I like that take, Michael. And I'm curious if you're still on the line, Michael, what gives you hope though with this BYU program?
We won 29 games in 3 years.
Yeah.
I think that you can tell from some players that have bought in, they've improved. If you look at Crew Wakely, as I talked about last time, has improved. Darius Lassiter, he's improved. You can see, this is why it also bothers me when I hear that like BYU has a talent problem. I kind of talked about that last time. It's not a talent problem. And I don't want to call out names because I'm not like that, but our most talented players on the team are the ones that are failing us the most. And so I think that you see that when certain players buy in, they do improve. And I think that that is something that, and I've seen it from 2018 to 2022 as well. The players that bought in, those dogs, they improved. So that's my thoughts.
Michael, great call. We appreciate it. We'll hear from you next week, hopefully, right?
Maybe. I usually take about a couple weeks off, but I'll call back in.
Awesome. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it. Really good call there. There's a lot to chew on from what he had to say. I do think there is a lot of truth behind it's not totally buttoned up. Like something, I think it's trending in the right direction since we're in the What's Trending segment. Like, let's go back to early in the year when Malik Moore wasn't playing well and he got pulled off the field.
Yep.
For like, that was a positive sign in that category for me. Cause I think in previous years under Kalani and Tuiaki, they just roll with their guys and that didn't work. So I liked that it was like, hey, if you're not going to do what we want you to do, we are not going to play you. I do think, though, there is still room for improvement in terms of accountability on, like, the Keelan Marion thing is a good point, I think. Hey, there's too many times you're making the wrong decision. Let's try someone else.
Yeah.
But they just keep doing it. So I feel like that is a good point. And a lot of these things, too, you look at some of the great college football programs in America right now. You think these type of behaviors would fly at Alabama? Would it fly at Michigan? Would it fly at Ohio State? I don't think so. Now, they have more talent.
Well, yeah, I don't really like comparing BYU to that.
I know, because they have more talent.
How about, can they be TCU? Well, the top end of the Big 12? Can they be Kansas State? How about Kansas State?
Kansas State's a great example. I'm not bringing up those names just in terms of can you be that, yeah, because they're more talented than BYU and they always will be. But Alabama, you don't get away with nothing at Alabama. That's the point. It's a hard ship under Nick Saban. You got to do it my way or you're not playing. And Michael's point is it doesn't feel like it's quite that way, and he might be right in some cases.
It is difficult to be a tough cop for, as a coach, you know, where you
especially
have to
today's day
lay the hammer down because that transfer portal is always there.
Yep.
And you have to almost re-recruit your guys in some capacity every single day. And, you know, that is a risk. And, you know, I think Kalani is a beloved person by every player. Honestly, there's never been a player that leaves the program and says, I hated Kalani Sitake. No one's ever done that.
Yep.
I've heard that in the past with other coaches. And just you hear stories and around college football of guys saying, I'm done with that coach. I had to bounce. They don't say that about Kalani. And there's something to be said about that. But I think there is something about being a little bit tighter, like, hey, this is inexcusable. This can't happen again. I mean, the fans were sarcastically cheering when Keelan Marion and the kick return team actually called the fair catch. You know, it's like at some point that's got to be fixed and things got to be fixed with the offense because they are kind of loose when it comes to fourth down attempts. Thinking about the West Virginia game, the 4th-and-2 on the opening drive, how it was just a poor play call and they got blown up on the right side of the line. You got a new guard in there. Don't go to that side of the field. You got to be a little more tighter on things. So like that call from Michael. We're still taking your calls, 801-575-8255. Tonight's show, as always, brought to you by Blue Barn Wealth, fee-only fiduciaries who help you live within your meaning. BlueBarnWealth.com. Taking our final timeout. And then on the other side, we'll get to more of your calls, texts, and look ahead to BYU versus Oklahoma here on Cougar Nation. It's powered by KSL Sports.